June is Invasive Species Action Month here in Wisconsin. In a new report, the State Department of Natural Resources is highlighting both successful management efforts and some of the challenges that still remain when it comes to invasive plants and animals. They're also highlighting the role that you can play in reducing the spread of invasives. Tara Bergeson joins us now. She's a conservation biologist and the invasive species team leader at the Wisconsin DNR. Tara, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
As we mentioned, Tara, it's Invasive Species Action Month here in Wisconsin. What's the goal behind this month?
Well, Invasive Species Action Month in Wisconsin is a great time to raise awareness about invasive species, the problems associated with them, which can range from harm to the environment and native species, economic impacts, and even harm to human health. And it's also a great time to encourage folks to take action and do what they can to protect our lands and waters from these harmful invaders.
A lot of times I think of it as a losing battle against invasive species, but your new report highlights some wins, at least at the local level. What are some of the successes you see out there?
That's right. There are some successes. So one example is a species called yellow floating heart, and this is an aquatic species. It had been found in Lake Gordon and was then not detected in 2018. So when we have species that we're concerned about, we do follow-up monitoring and try to go out and look and take control actions, and then we go back again and see if the species are still there. And so in 2018, surveys back in the area where the species was found did not turn up any yellow floating heart. So that's great news, but it also, you know, we still have our eyes and ears open, and we ask the public to be on the lookout for some of these species as well.
The report also mentions this nasty customer, this plant, giant hogweed. What's the story with that?
Yeah, so giant hogweed is a nasty plant. There are a number of known locations of this plant in Wisconsin. There may be some that we don't know about. And so, again, this is one where right now we're asking for help from the citizens of Wisconsin to keep their eyes open and to submit any reports of this species to us. But while giant hogweed can cause significant burns on the body, and so it's a good example of a plant that can actually cause harm to human health. It can be found along roadsides, and if you come into contact with it in combination with being exposed to sunlight, you can get a serious burn on your skin. The sap, if it gets in your eyes, can also cause problems, and so we like to let people know about this plant and make them aware, and if they're in an area where it might be, encourage them to, protect themselves, cover their bodies well, long pants, tucking your pants into socks, things like that. And then if you do get into contact with this plant, you want to thoroughly wash the area with soap and cold water as soon as you can, and then stay away from sunlight for 48 hours after that.
We're talking about invasive species in Wisconsin with Tara Bergeson, conservation biologist at the state DNR. Tara, if people are listening and they're thinking, yeah, I want to help spot and report invasive species or help prevent the spread, help eradicate, what can they do to find out how they can help?
Yeah, that's a great question. Like I said, we rely on help from lots of partners, including citizens around the state, to help us be on the lookout for these things, because we don't have the capacity here to do all that work ourselves. And so if someone's interested in helping out, there are a number of things they can do. If they go to the DNR's main webpage and search invasive species, there are a bunch of resources there, including a reporting forms and instructions on how to report. But I can also just say right now that if someone sees a species they think is invasive and want to report it, they can send information, including photos. Photos are really helpful so that we can verify species, a location, and contact information for the observer to invasive.species@wisconsin.gov.
Reading the report, it looks like, okay, it can be hard to manage and eradicate invasive species once they are in place. Let's talk about prevention some. What kind of things are there that whether we're talking about the DNR or Wisconsin citizens, can do to stop these things from spreading in the first place?
Yeah, that's another great question and really, really important. There's actually, along with talking about prevention, I also want to bring up early detection, which those two things in tandem are really, really important and can go a long way. And they're also things that anyone can do. So it's not just, you know, not just professionals who can work on early detection and prevention. So early detection is important because when we identify new species populations early, if they're just getting into the state and they're not well established, we still have a chance to take care of them before they spread too much. So we ask citizens to report locations of these species to us so that we can get out there quickly. Prevention is really, really important. Stopping a species from becoming established and widespread means that we save money, not having to do extensive control and management down the road. And Wisconsin actually has an invasive species rule, which not all states do. And the rule includes preventive measures, which is really important. And those preventive measures are not species specific, but they focus on addressing common pathways. So how do these invasive species typically move into Wisconsin and get spread around? And so examples of preventive measures are things like removing aquatic plants and animals, draining water from your vehicles and boats, trailers, equipment, when you're taking them out of the water so that you're not transferring things from lake to lake. It also might include cleaning your boots after you've been hiking in an area infested with an invasive species. If you're a hunter and you hunt with a dog, imagine, you know, seeds and things that might be become attached to your dog's coat. So cleaning your dog's coat after you've been out hunting with them. These are all really important preventive measures, and they're things that that everyone can do.
We'll leave it there for now. Tara, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks, Rob.
Tara Bergeson is a conservation biologist and the invasive species team leader at the Wisconsin DNR. She joined us to talk about the state of invasives here in Wisconsin and how you can help stop the spread of harmful plants and animals.